wrote that last tune in collaboration with a guy named Michael Johnson. Have you heard him? Jeez, are you from Minneapolis? Isn't that a thrilling town to grow up in? Michael had the worst moment on stage that I've ever heard of. He was playing at the Earl of Old Town in Chicago, second to his last set, and he threw up on his audience. And the front row is a lot closer in a club than it is here. They're fans of his. Along those lines, I'd like to sing something gruesome and despairing. This is either about suicide or terminal illness. They said that Louise was not half bad. Written on the walls and window shades. And though she'd act a little girl, a deceiver. and gentlemen, I'm Boog Powell. This is written by Sam McGee and his brother Crook a long time ago. Not so long ago, really. Obscene. Oh, I couldn't put two words together. Well, I could. Obviously, I've proved that already. I hope. Thank you. I'm thrown out of the set. I'm always sitting here playing for all these drunks and rave freaks. It's a lie. I can't speak for everybody here, but for myself, I just haven't played it in a while. Don't really remember it. Huh? Too much booze, too many reds. That's a lie. I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm smart. short and the other one's too long. This tune imitates the flight of the June bug. How's your ear? Is it all right? I thought you looked sort of sour over here. You can sit in the fireplace. This one. Where does that hit you? Boy. Some note, really. Doesn't that hit you where it hits me? Huh? Pickup. Yeah, leave it alone. A little too much rattling. Pickups left. I wrote this for my wife, played it over the phone for her from wherever I was as a kind of a gesture of conciliation at her being pissed off at me at the time. I hung the phone up after she told me. I asked her when I was through. I said, "What'd you think of that?" Because it starts with one of the songs she used to sing when she was in third grade, about climbing down a rain barrel and up her water spout. It goes on and on. And played the tune for her, coyly sandwiched in between a couple of my favorites. And I said, "What'd you think of that?" She said, "I think it stinks," or something to that effect, and hung up. So I was more or less stuck with a tune. You can buy it somewhere. Thank you. you can't figure out, like the French horn. You have to put your hand in it before you can get anything out of it. This is a little bit like my, would be a little bit like my coming up here and filling my guitar full of mud before I played it. All of which leads me to the apology for this guitar sounding as if it's filled full of mud. Somebody stole my case last night in Boston. It's for the benefit of the radio audience. Clowns. So, the guitar soaked up a considerable amount of rain and abuse. Just trying to ignore it. This is a tune that I wrote for my grandfather. Didn't appreciate it too much because I wrote it 4 years after he died. He wanted to die a noble death, and which is an aspiration that I assume has been sort of abdicated by most people by now. At any rate, he held on to it, and unfortunately for him, died with his hearing aids off after a lunch of macaroni and cheese lying on a nylon frisée couch. Grandma said he looked pissed off. This is for the song I've always associated with my other grandfather. Who died dead drunk. He thought it was funny too. It's a that time, all the time, I thought you would never fall. It did not dawn across my mind, the time that you lost. Thank you. This is a song about being in the right place at the wrong time. Sure. If you remember your first wet dream, you remember you probably woke up in the middle of it, filled with amazement and wonder, all kinds of hope for the future. And you probably tried to go back to sleep again and get back where you left off. In which case you discovered in her place your grandmother or somebody else, equally perturbing. Yeah. That's what this is about. Oddly enough, it was stolen by Pepsi Cola, called You've Got a Lot to Live. I can't help that kind of crap. Pepsi-Cola's ad agency at one time was going to use me in one of their commercials. They used the word use in the most literal sense. They wanted me to walk. They didn't want my music. They wanted me to walk along a beach with a Pepsi in one hand, dragging a guitar behind me in the sand, standing next to a beautiful Wahine, who also would have her Pepsi-Cola. And the guy came by like three times where I was working to make sure I was right for the part. This is about 6 years ago when I would drink a lot before I would get up and play. And I lost the job when he caught me drooling on my 12th fret. You know, you can rest your chin on a guitar when you're playing, or your cheek. Duke Gurganis, who was the largest, he was a Greek in the United States Navy to get his citizenship, and he operated the largest slush fund in history in the United States Navy on the USS Kaskaskia. somehow the sound system was hooked up to the same circuit, so when anybody put a dime in the Coke machine, the sound would cut out. It would come back on when the can came roaring out of the machine. Thank you. tender little tune. Anybody has a guitar case that they could with them that they could part with, I'd love to have it. I don't know, I need a case badly. This is a lullaby, Pervertimento. I wrote it for my father-in-law.